I remember you telling me that's how you run them, and that's super clever, because the frequency I need them, that would not be a bad thing to just have plugged into my docking station at the office. So if I do need to pull it up, I don't have to do anything. It's already there. And if you figure that out, let me know, because I've battled with it on a few different radios and finally just said, to hell with it. I'm not even going to waste my time anymore. It'd be really nice if I could program my radios at the office, but then I run into the issue with entitlement IDs and all that crap for these things, so it's probably not even worth it.
So I have a old 2013 MacBook Pro that is worthless for Mac OS anymore, and it's finally not worthless, but it's just finally so long in the tooth. And that thing's got like a terabyte in it at least. I was thinking about just making that into a Windows machine. That one always worked beautifully. I never had any problem at all with the serial ports and that, but it's Intel-based, right? So I was thinking about making that MacBook my Windows machine. And then this one here, I could, I can run the programs perfectly fine, and I can, you know, if I want to work on an archive or something like that, no problem. It's just, if in order to program it, I got to send it over to some other machine, so. Ah, well.